Time to bring in Pat Pagano. It is time for us to check our forecast. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning to you, Marshall.
Hey, I want to tell you, I'm looking at that storm that went by us yesterday. Mm-hmm. That looks like a wintertime nor'easter.
Well, it wasn't.
I know, but it's the way it's circular pattern, the way it's sitting off of Maine now. We had areas here that got almost a half inch of hail yesterday. We did have thunderstorms here in Sharon. And in that time frame you predicted, in between noon and 1, we received about an inch of rain in about, I say, 20 minutes. I mean, and then the wind kicked in, which was really amazing.
Yeah, it's actually been working out right on schedule. And unfortunately, so is the next storm, which comes in Sunday night into Monday. But for today, we have the backlash, a variably cloudy and windy. Some showers, you know. Some folks will even see some snowflakes mixing. In fact,
we had snowflakes this morning. Yep.
Yeah, I got an email from my friend David up at the lake house, which is in Northwest Jersey, and they have a dusting, and 32 degrees up there. By the way, he was there to inspect yesterday, and there were no Mises, so that was a good sign.
Well, the warmer it gets, the more they'll stay outside. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, great. We still have a lot of work to do. I don't know when I'm going to get up there, but with this virus, but we'll see. Low 50s for the high today. Low 30s tonight, clear and brisk. Partly sunny to windy, mid 50s Saturday. Easter Sunday will start with sun. The clouds increase 60. Then Sunday night into Monday, very windy with rain. It'll taper off Monday afternoon and we'll be warm in the mid 60s, but the wind on Monday, well over 40 miles an hour. So a lot of wind. And then we'll still have some showers around, but cooler weather on Tuesday. So kind of an interesting week next week. I'll have to see how it works out because I don't think the precipitation next week is going to be just all rain. So get ready, Marshall.
Well, here's the interesting thing about it. The National Guard's coming into Sharon today, and I mentioned this for a couple of reasons. I keep mentioning it in the morning. I don't want people to get concerned. There's going to be a big caravan of National Guard people coming into Sharon today. They're setting up one of those. Connecticut has field hospitals they're setting up just in case because hospitals are getting filled up. So mm-hmm. they're setting up field hospitals in parking lots of hospitals across the state. This is the third one, they're going to set it up today. And they were a little worried it would be windy today. And I was telling our first selectman, Brent Colley, I said, don't worry about today. Worry about Monday.
Yeah, well, today is not going to be no slouch either, though.
Really?
Oh, no. You'll have wind gusts today close to 40.
Close to 40. Well, if they could set these tents up in war, I'm sure they can set them up with
40. I was just going to say that. They should. They're used to this stuff.
With 40 mile an hour winds, and at least people aren't shooting at them.
right, exactly. Yeah, you're absolutely right. So meanwhile, you and I have been talking about this for the last several weeks about when my great niece got sick late fall, and we said that the virus, I thought anyhow, my theory was already present. Now I heard that there was an email sent to the White House in November stating how this could be really very dangerous for the U.S. And now they're saying they think it arrived here as early as January.
Well, I think anybody who thinks about this has to understand that a pandemic just doesn't, when you have something like this, just doesn't happen out of the blue. And there had to be, and there's no conspiracy theory, there had to be, this pandemic had to be lying, what they used to call laying in wait, ready to come out in this country. Probably, you're right, from late December or January on. And that's what's enabled it to be popping up in every state. Because it's that, you know, a lot of people who were carrying it they didn't show any symptoms.
Right.
And so, I think that, I think most people understand that now. Now, nobody wants to admit to it publicly, but you can't blame on anybody because China just didn't let people know that it was happening. So, you know, that you can't blame that on anybody. I'm not going to blame that.
No, but they say that there was a There was a notice that was sent to the White House in November. Now, who saw it and who didn't see it, you know, remains to be seen, but that's what they're saying. And then I also heard that they think the infection in New York specifically started with people coming from Europe, not from China. Did you hear that?
I didn't hear that, no.
They said that was all over the news last night. They said that that was their theory anyhow, because they said, you know, there were people from China who went to Europe, and then those people who got it in Europe came over to New York and had the virus. But remember, back then, it was only people from China were banned, not from Europe. And I do recall a video. I don't know if anybody's going to show it. Remember when they called for all college students in Europe to come home?
Yeah.
There was a girl coming into the airport in New York, and the news reporter went up and said to her, "Were you checked out before you entered the gate?" She says, "Not at all." She said, "We just walked right through." He said, "Nobody checked your temperature or anything like that?" She says, "Absolutely not." So initially, when the students were called back from Europe, there was no checks, no checking points. They just all came in. So, I mean, they could have brought it too. So you just don't know. I mean, to get the trail on that is going to be ridiculous, but you just don't really know how it started. I think anybody who's talking about this right now just cares about one thing. When will it be over?
Well, the peak, I think you're not going to ever find out when it's going to be over. The peak will be over probably sometime in the beginning of summertime, but that doesn't mean that the effects of it aren't going to be over.
Long-lasting, right? Right, and what do we do? Yeah. Again, how do we get back into life as we know it? Oh, you can't just jump right back in because that could start the whole thing spreading all over again.
I don't think we're ever going to go back to life as we exactly knew it before.
So my big question to you this morning, Marshall, will you ever shake hands again?
Yes, I will.
Good for you.
Of course, I'll have gloves on. No, okay. Yes, I will. I will shake hands again. Not for a while, but I will again.
Right.
Gotcha. Hey, Pat, I want you to have a good weekend, and we'll speak to you Monday.
Yeah, you better have a review for me on Monday, or you're in trouble.
I will have a review for you on Monday. There's no doubt about it. Take care, Pat.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.